sleigh rides, jingle bells, and silent nights, a cultural history of American Christmas songs. That's the title of a just-released book from writer Ronald Langford. It's his attempt to reconcile the sacred and the profane, studying music ranging from hymns to warbling chipmunks, and he's done a lot of research.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
We often have popular songs that are around for a short time and then they disappear. They're almost disposable in that way. But our favorite Christmas songs can be hits for successive years. White Christmas was a hit in 42, 43, 44, 45. Winter Wonderland, 1934, that's nearly 80 years. It's amazing that a 10-year-old would know these songs, and we can't name very many other songs from that time period that they would know.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Langford has cataloged Christmas music into common themes. Let's start with nostalgia and the songs from the wartime 1940s, such as I'll Be Home for Christmas.
There were millions of Americans far away from home serving in the armed forces, and it's easy to imagine how those soldiers would have felt listening to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and these other songs.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
And of course, jolly old Saint Nick looms large in holiday music. Take Santa Claus is Coming to Town, written in 1934.
And there must have been some irony at the time during the Depression, whether Santa Claus was really coming or not for many people. But later, after World War II, when the American economy is booming, these Santa songs start becoming very popular. Also, Rudolph and Frosty, in a way, sort of mirror the rise of the baby boom and younger kids at the time.
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
And in that heyday comes what Langford categorizes as the carnival theme.
We associate Winter Wonderland or Let It Snow or Baby It's Cold Outside or even Jingle Bells with Christmas, but none of these songs mention Christmas. They are instead romantic songs about just having a good time.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
They never mention our perennial Christmas themes, family, home, children.
But what goes up also comes down. There are hard times with lots of sad songs.
A Blue Christmas is about a romantic breakup, and Pretty Paper is about a man who seems to live on the street. I think these songs are very much reminders that during this time of year when we are supposed to be happy, some people are alone, some people are without.
There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that he won't pass him by.
Pretty Paper became a hit for Roy Orbison in 1963, about the same time President Kennedy was assassinated.
It must have been a very downbeat Christmas for many Americans trying to absorb what that meant. So Pretty Paper probably matched the mood of the American people at the time.
Langford also points to the category of satire. Think Grandma got run over by a reindeer, Granny got into the eggnog, and is involved in a hit and run with Santa Claus.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
It almost seems to trash the American family. It cast it in a very negative light. And if anything, the Christmas song's foundation is family and home.
And then there's what Langford calls the new American nostalgia, recovering the culture of feel-good Christmas music. Not so many new songs, but a revival of the oldies.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm Connie Stevens.